This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Australian Foreign Minister Maurice Payne says an Australian blogger, Jolie King, and her fiancé, Mark Firkin, have been released after 3 months of detention in Iran. Charges of flying a drone without permission have been dropped. We get the foreign minister's announcement from the Australian TV network, ABC.
For Jolie and for Mark, the ordeal that they have been through is now over. They are being united with their loved ones, which is a source of great relief and joy to everyone. I can tell you that they are in good health and in good spirits.
U.S. President Donald Trump faces another challenge from Capitol Hill, where the majority House Democrats have subpoenaed the White House for documents related to Mr. Trump's dealings with the president of Ukraine. Meanwhile, AP's Zaria Shackley tells us Ukraine is reviewing the work done by the son of former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden when he served on the board of a Ukrainian natural gas company. It is something President Trump has been demanding publicly.
Ria Boshapka told reporters in Kiev that prosecutors are auditing all the cases that were closed or dismissed by former prosecutors, including several related to Mykola Shluchevsky, owner of the gas company Burisma that hired Hunter Biden in 2014. At the same time, his father was leading the Obama administration's diplomatic dealings with Kiev. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Iraqi authorities today lifted a days-long curfew in Baghdad, one that anti-government protesters had defied. The toll from 4 days of violent unrest has risen to 72 killed and hundreds injured. The Red Cross says, quote, "The deaths of civilians and the growing number of wounded is particularly worrying, as is the use of firearms for restoring public order." Muqtada al-Sadr, the former Shiite militia leader who leads the largest opposition bloc in the Iraqi parliament, says the government should be replaced with early elections held under the United Nations supervision. From Washington, this is VOA News. The United Nations Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet today called for a probe of the violence in Hong Kong.
"We are troubled by the high levels of violence associated with some demonstrations that have been taking place in the past days, and also alarmed by the injuries to the police and protesters, including journalists and protesters shot by law enforcement officers."
Bachelet said Hong Kong should immediately carry out an effective, prompt, independent, and impartial investigation. A global education fund is providing tens of thousands of children in crisis with a quality education. Education Cannot Wait, a funding mechanism set up at the World Humanitarian Summit in 2016, is helping more than 1.4 million children in emergencies to go back to school. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
The director of Education Cannot Wait, Yasmin Sharif, recently returned from a mission to Mali. She describes the heart-wrenching condition of children she met in a camp for displaced people in the city of Mopti. She tells VOA of the psychological distress suffered by children forced to flee for their lives with nothing but the clothes on their backs.
"They have fled some horrifying violence in the north. I spoke to several of them, young girls who saw their homes, their huts being burned down, fleeing from villages where summer executions took place. They are very traumatized, very traumatized."
Despite their frightful experiences, Sharif says the children arrive with their dreams of a better life intact.
That was Lisa Schlein reporting for VOA from Geneva. The European Union has rejected a British call for Brexit talks this weekend. This as Prime Minister Boris Johnson insists the UK definitely intends to leave the bloc on the target date of October 31st, even without any exit agreement. Sky News reports an EU Commission view that Johnson's new Brexit proposals do not provide any basis for finalizing a separation deal. Commission spokesperson Natasha Berthaud is quoted as saying the UK will be given another opportunity to present its proposals in detail on Monday, but that the two sides remain a long way from a new round of negotiations. In Ecuador, transport unions and their supporters have suspended 2 days of protests in which demonstrators blocked roads across the country. The protests were carried out by public transportation drivers, students, and workers. They were angry over the government's decision to scrap decades-old fuel subsidies. No details on any concessions that were made to end the unrest. Gene Randall, VOA News.